The western side of George Little Park will once again be filled with vendors offering local products every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. beginning May 4th when the Skeena Valley Farmers Market returns. It runs until October 26th. The market started in 1982 when a group of farmers and craft vendors gathered at the old HWY-16, HWY-37 four-way stop location, now the Thornhill Roundabout. One of the vendors from 1982 who used to sell fudge is still with us. She comes once in a while to help her daughter, said Norman Frank, president of the Skeena Valley Farmers Market Board. The market has moved several locations over the years. We fought mud, dust, and pouring rain, but it's much better now, where the market is, Frank said. A recent study estimates about 3,000 people visit each week, helping the market contribute more than $1.5 million annually to the local economy. It's not just people buying stuff at the market, but coming to town for the market and then spending at other shops as well, explained market manager Mike Cotton. While the market gives priority to the fresh produce farmers, it is seeking to have more hot food vendors. The market also caters to a large collection of craft vendors. About 15 to 20 farmers will be present this year. A good chunk of farmers don't come until the end of June, when a lot of the vegetables start becoming available, Frank said. With a total of 65 spots, the market is completely packed from June to August, but then the vendors gradually start decreasing as seasonal vegetables and fruits run their course. It tapers off after Labor Day, though a lot of farmers stay until the end of October to sell the root vegetables like carrots and potatoes, Frank said. The Ministry of Health of BC has a coupon program for low-income families, seniors and those expecting a child. The free coupons, each worth $3, are distributed by a coupon coordinator to community organizations like CASAN, Happy Gang Center and the Kermode Friendship Center. These organizations then distribute the coupons to those in need, which can be redeemed at the farmer. Vendors can turn the coupons in for payment. In order to ensure accessibility, the market is wheelchair-friendly. Dogs are not allowed, but service animals are. To support young entrepreneurs, the board has set half price for vendors under 16. We have an excellent mix of ethnicity, including Indigenous, Filipino, East Indian, Ukrainian, and more, Frank noted. The vast majority of the vendors accept debit, credit, and cash, but there could be a few who only accept cash. Alongside food and produce, the market will also be filled with music and entertainment by the local artists. It's such a great community asset and one that Terrace is very lucky to have, Cotton said. To participate as one of the vendors at the market, one can send an email to Mike Cotton at svfm.terrace@gmail.com. More information will also be available at the official website skeenavalleyfarmersmarket.ca.